Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Food and dietary supplements products discussed on this program are intended to contribute to the daily diet and overall health and are not intended for the use in the prevention, treatment, mitigation, or cure of any disease or health-related condition. Individuals that have or suspect they have illness or wish to commence a diet or exercise program should consult an appropriately licensed healthcare practitioner for a medical history evaluation, diagnosis, treatment, and health recommendations.
To Let's Play Doctor, the Dr. Bill Walsh, your host. Well, I appreciate everybody getting on here. And I just want to take a few minutes to begin with and tell why my background is so unique. A little farm boy from Missouri, went to school to get my degree in agriculture, and then halfway through that, I was working at the St. Louis Zoo to help work my way through school, get the money to pay the tuition, all that kind of stuff. I was working at the St. Louis Zoo with Marlon Perkins, the old Mutual Mahawa Kingdom show. And then I graduated agricultural school and got into veterinary school at the University of Missouri. Okay, and continued to work with Marlon Perkins. And I also worked at the pathology department at the university because I needed more money for the tuition and housing and that kind of stuff. So I was doing my classes as well as working at the pathology department and learning to do autopsies and all that kind of stuff. It was really quite interesting. And then, to make a long story short, in, June of 1964, I graduated veterinary school and rent a little place and opened up a little veterinary place. But I still worked at the zoo on the weekends at night and so forth to help subsidize it because I didn't have many customers and patients to begin with. And about a year into it, Marlon Perkins sent me to South Africa to work on the White Rhino Conservation Project. There was only 350 left, I think, something like 350 left. And we had a brand new tranquilizer that really was perfect for the rhino. He said, "I'm going to send you to South Africa, Wally. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I want you to catch at least 200. There's only 350 left. I want you to catch at least 200. I don't care if it takes 6 months or a year or 2 years, whatever. Get them. Let's put them in wild animal parks so we can protect them and have them reproduce, okay?" I said, "Well, yeah." So I took that, and to make a long story short, it was 2 years, and, of course, all the materials we collected were put into a book, The Rhino Express, my first book, Rhino Express, The Saving the White Rhino. And it's not a big book, but it has all the pictures of me tranquilizing the white rhino and putting them in cages and taking them around the world and so forth, and tells the story. It's a very nice little book. Okay. So if you have a chance, you can contact us. Okay. At 1-800-755-4656. That's 1-800-755-4656. Or you can go to drjwallach.com, www.drjwallach.com, and get these books on the story of the White Rhino, Rhino Express. It'll blow your mind. Okay. Then also, that was my first book. Okay. Then, after 2 years of being in practice for myself, and Perkins sending me to South Africa, the Rhino, he had a big grant. He had a big grant. He got a grant for like $12 million, okay, from the U.S. government. And he called me back from Africa to be the pathologist. Since my pathology experience, he wanted to be the pathologist on this project. And so that, well, yeah, he brought me back and put me on that. And over a period of 10 years, it was a big project at Washington University in St. Louis, Washington University in St. Louis. I did over 20,000 autopsies. I think it was something like 15,000 in all these different animals from the zoos, but also 5,000 humans to begin with. And over a period of 10 years, I did over 20,000 autopsies in humans, okay, for this project. Okay? And went into books and actual publications in journals for human medicine and veterinary medicine. So very proud of that. And then when I got my degree in pathology, I got a degree in pathology. I had 10 years of pathology studies, okay? And then, again, I started working on saving these animals and working with Marlon Perkins in his programs. And so that's how this all kind of started. And we got a big grant, okay? And it wasn't quite as big as the federal one where we did the original 20,000 autopsies, but it was a big one, okay? And so this is where all my funding came from, was pathology grants from the government, okay? And the book is called, Diseases of Exotic Animals. Diseases of Exotic Animals. That book, they originally printed, I don't know how many thousand it was they printed, and the original price of those books, The Diseases of Exotic Animals, all my autopsies on zoo animals and wildlife and in Africa and other places, is $25,000 each book, The Diseases of Exotic Animals. And after about 3 years, there was a big financial crisis in the United States. Everybody stopped buying that book, and they started buying my cheaper ones, were $10 each. Okay. Anyway, then when the big calamity was over, I went back to school again to be a naturopathic doctor and was licensed as a physician. Okay, so that's kind of where we're at now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We're back with Let's Play Doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach here, your host, and my book that I wrote for, you know, being a physician is called It's All in Your Head. What we did, we took all the diseases that people complain about that are found in their head, okay? And the book, It's All in Your Head, covers about 35 different diseases that are found in humans and deal with the head. And so each chapter is one of the cranial nerves. Okay, there's 12 pairs of cranial nerves. There's 12 chapters. And so we actually made a video which is really a CD, okay? It's a video/CD. It's okay. It's all in your head. It goes into the spinal cord, okay? And so the 12 chapters, each one represents the cranial nerve, but the CD does the spinal cord. And it's really quite a remarkable book. Goes into all the diseases that occur from osteoporosis of the skull and all the things going on in your head, okay, including Alzheimer's disease and dementias of all kinds and so forth. We know how to reverse it. We know how to reverse Alzheimer's disease. We know how to reverse Parkinson's disease. Right now, the rate of Parkinson's disease has gone up in America. It had been running about 60,000 new cases a year of Parkinson's disease in America. About a couple of months ago, it went up to 90,000 new cases per month. No, excuse me, per year. 90,000 new cases per year of Parkinson's disease in America now. 90,000. And then we figured out what causes Parkinson's disease, okay? And it freaked everybody out because it was a genetic disease. No, it was never a genetic disease, but doctors just said that because they didn't know what it was and they didn't want to say, they didn't know, so they said, oh, it's a genetic disease. That way they didn't have to explain anything, okay? And so right now we know the answers for Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, MS, multiple sclerosis, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Huntington's chorea, frontotemporal dementia, Charcot-Marie tooth, Bell's palsy, cervical spondylosis, carpal tunnel syndrome, brain or spinal cord tumors, neuropathies, chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathies, anti-MAG peripheral neuropathy, hereditary neuropathies, pressure palsy, myelopathies, optic neuropathies, progressive inflammatory neuropathy. All these sort of things are simple nutritional deficiencies, and we can get rid of them. We have a long history now, years, okay? And so we're very, very proud of that. And so when people come to us, when their doctors say, well, you just have to learn to live with this genetic thing. And then they hear me say something, or they'll call in and say, well, what about this genetic disease called, called Parkinson's disease? No, it's not genetic. It's a simple nutritional deficiency. Doctors said it was genetic because they didn't know what caused it. And they didn't want to say they didn't know. And so they just said it was genetic. That took the pressure off of them. Well, it's not genetic. It's a simple nutritional deficiency. And we have a program. We actually created products. They're designed to rebuild the brain and the spinal cord and the big nerves. And we can save humanity with these products. Okay. So with that, let's see here. Are we ready to begin to talk to our callers?
Well, I have a couple questions. And I loved hearing about your history and your history and working with animals. And I imagine maybe that inspiration came from being on the farm as a kid. And then you started working on dead humans. That was the start of that, I think.
Yes. Working in pathology just to make the money to pay for the tuition.
Oh, okay. And then, but then it feels like you sort of abandoned the animals for the most part and stopped working as a vet. And then you really sort of focused on humans. And I'm just wondering, because I love dogs so much more than I love most humans. Because if you told me I had to live with 85 dogs, I'd be like, okay, bring it on. If you told me I had to live with 85 other humans, I'd be like, count me out. So I'm curious to why you made that change from lovable creatures to humans.
Well, actually, it was the other way around because I started working with lovable creatures on the farm and then in the zoo with Marlon Perkins, very famous, you know, from TV show. And so I was working with animals first. But then it was obvious that humans got the same disease as animals did, and we had the prevention and cures for the disease in animals, and I started trying it in humans, and it works.
Right.
That's how that happened.
And I'm curious, so you talk a lot about there's no genetic diseases. A lot of people are talking about the breast cancer gene, that people go in and have their DNA tested and say, you know, am I at risk? You know, my mom maybe got breast cancer, and then they test for this gene, and then they say, you know, you are likely to get breast cancer because if you have this gene. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the doctor who did that procedure with that lady probably had a kid in college and needed tuition. Okay, there are no genetically transmitted diseases in humans or animals.
All right.
And so if you have, let's say you have 40 women in your family, you know, your sisters, your sister-in-laws and all this kind of stuff, you have 40 different women, and half of them, 20 of them have breast cancer. And the first thing the doctors say, well, you see, this is a genetic thing. So we need to do all this stuff now before you get it. Let's do all the tests to, you know, remove your breasts, and we'll give you these tonics and all this kind of stuff, see what you can't do here. Well, that's because they have kids in college and they need the money. There are no genetic issues in humans. Now, the reason why the whole family had the problem, they're all eating grandma's same recipes.
Makes perfect sense to me.
And grandma's recipes had all kinds of bad stuff in it that caused cancer. Before we go to callers, I just want to take a couple of minutes here and remind people that I started out as a pathologist in both animals and people. And it was kind of interesting that when I came back from the project in Africa for Perkins with the white rhino, and he gave me a list of diseases he wanted me to find out how to prevent them and reverse them and all that kind of stuff. One of which was every zoo in the world had bears, black bears, brown bears. We're talking about Kodiak bears, the snow bears, every kind of bear you can think of. And they all had liver cancer, high populations of liver cancer. And they all thought it was a genetic thing in the bears. Well, I'd been going to zoos for a long time and had never heard of liver cancer in the bears until, you know, that issue popped up. And it turns out, I said, okay, if all these zoos in the world have different types of bears and they're all getting liver cancer, guess what? They have to have something in common. Well, what was in common was they were, people visiting the zoos would buy peanuts, okay, and they'd throw the peanuts to the bears. The bears would stand up on their hind legs and wave their front legs, and people would throw the peanuts to them. And then within 6 months, they'd all get liver cancer and die. Well, that's because the peanuts were infected with a fungus called Aspergillus flavus, which produced an aflatoxin, which produced liver cancer. We switched them from peanuts. It took me 3 days to figure that out. We switched them from peanuts to the dog food crumbles, and immediately the new liver cases of cancer in the bears and zoos stopped. You don't hear about that anymore because they don't give them any more peanuts. Okay, the second one is the dolphins and the whales and all the big aquariums around the world, you know, doing shows and jumping through hoops and all that kind of stuff and racing and so on, dancing. Many of them had a very high rate of congestive heart failure. And it turns out they're all being fed fish that had an enzyme in the muscle called thiamidase, which killed the thiamine, and thiamine deficiency causes congestive heart failure. So they switched their fish to a fish that doesn't have the enzyme in the muscles to destroy the thiamine. The thiamidase, okay, was not in the fish we switched to. And suddenly now, all the congestive heart failure in the dolphins and the whales and the porpoises and the zoos and the aquariums just went away. So that's the sort of impact my background had, because I could see the things was going on. I knew what caused them. And then what was the common thread between all the zoos and the bears? What was the common stuff going on between the porpoises and the whales and the aquariums? Okay, so it didn't take long. It took just a couple of days to figure those things out. And so that's how I got into that. Okay, so I hope that helps you out.
Thank you very much for sharing that. And I'm so grateful because dolphins are my spirit animal. So thank you for doing that for them.
Yeah, and so almost immediately, the congestive heart failure just went away. Even the ones that had it didn't die. They just healed in weeks. And the ones that had it for years and years and years again, in weeks, it went away just by supplementation and changing their diet.
That's okay. Amazing. You ready to go to a caller?
Yeah, let's go to caller number one, Lucille, in Florida. Okay, she has a low ferritin level. Her son does not like the taste of the kids' supplements. Oh, that's a different subject. Okay.
I think she's got something she'd like to speak to you about her personally, and then we'll move to her son.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, low ferritin levels. Ferritin, of course, has to do with iron in your red blood cells and so on. So Lucille needs to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet ones got to go. Then let's assume per 100 pounds of body weight, I want her to have one healthy brain and heart pack per month, one healthy brain and heart pack per month. If she weighs 110 pounds, that'll be a half a dose of twice a day. If she weighs over 135 pounds, I would get her two healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose of everything twice a day. Okay. And then we also have the products. They're designed for blood and all the various organs and everything. And I think we have like 2,000 products for this.
Well, and okay. what does this ferritin level mean, like, to our listeners? I'm not familiar with that word. I had to look it up. So what does it mean?
Okay, well, ferritin levels have to do with the amount of hemoglobin, okay?
Got it.
And, yeah, when your hemoglobin is low, you can't carry oxygen. You're going to be exhausted all the time. You may even pass out if you're walking fast or climbing a ladder or something like that. And so, or you may even bleed to death, you know, because you're not making enough hemoglobin and red blood cells to deal with blood clotting. Okay.
Lucille, so, did you hear that recommendation? Are you clear on what to add in?
Oh, hi. Okay, so my hemoglobin is normal. My iron level is normal. My ferritin level is very low. So when they did the blood test, there's iron and then there's ferritin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, ferritin is a combination of iron and whatever cell it's in.
Yeah, okay. So I just want some recommendations of, you know, what I need to take.
How much do you weigh?
My ferritin level is 7, and they say the range is from 16 to 232. So it's okay. Almost non-existent. Yeah, my hemoglobin is normal.
What do you weigh?
138.
Then we actually have a product called ProCardia. It's a tablet. You go ahead and take the three of those twice a day. ProCardia. Okay, it's for the heart and the red blood cells. ProCardia. Take three of those in addition to the healthy brain and heart pack. I would also take the glucagel. That's going to help you with building the bone marrow, which helps you make ferritin. Okay. And so we want you to get our glucagel. Go ahead and take three of those three times a day. And then call us every couple of weeks and call us, you know, when you get another exam. Say, give us a month and do another ferritin exam. If the doctors are doing a ferritin exam every week, that's fine. Just, you know, give us a call. Let us know what the numbers are.
Let's do a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you struggling with the challenges of joint discomfort? Does it feel like your options are limited to temporary solutions that only mask the pain? It's time to discover a new path with Youngevity. At Youngevity, we understand your body needs more than quick fixes. Our products are designed to nourish your body with essential nutrients, supporting your well-being from the inside out. You can learn how to start your journey toward a more comfortable, vibrant life by calling 877-344-1010. Embrace the possibility of a brighter, more active tomorrow.
You're listening to Let's Play Doctor with Dr. Joel Wallach. Dr. Wallach was first a veterinarian and learned very early on that simply adding the right nutrients to animals' feed prevented diseases in those animals. Over 50 years ago, farmers were preventing arthritis, fibromyalgia, cancer, and most other diseases in their animals with vitamins and minerals. Dr. Wallach did a lot of research, and it showed that everybody that died of natural causes died of some type of nutritional deficiency. So if we're dying of deficiencies of nutrients, why can't we supplement with these nutrients and prevent disease like they do in farm animals? Dr. Wallach went back to school and became a physician and began working with humans to prove that we can improve our health through the use of good nutrients. Call today for free information. You'll hear the number to call within the show. Write that number down and call today.
USA News Update. Special Counsel Robert Hur, who conducted the investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents, faced scrutiny on Capitol Hill Tuesday from both Democrats and Republicans. Democrats pressed Hur during the hearing for characterizing Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory, while Hur defended his report, stating the assessment was relevant. Republicans questioned Hur about his decision not to charge Biden for possessing documents. Inflation is lasting longer than expected by economists. February's Consumer Price Index, indicating the cost cost of goods and services rose by 0.4% for the month and 3.2% from the previous year. The dispute surrounding a contentious education law in Florida is nearing resolution as the state reached a settlement this week regarding the parental rights in education law. The agreement specifies that the legislation only limits discussions on gender identity and sexual orientation within instructional settings. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
We're back with Let's Play Doctor, and let's go back to Lucille.
You said glucagel, Procardia, and was there something else?
The two Heligrain and Heart Packs. Oh, and Procardia.
Okay, and glucagel, and that's it, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And how much of that to take, Procardia and glucagel?
I take two doses a day of each, and it wouldn't hurt. You know, you're not going to be able to drink even soft drinks that are carbonated. So for energy, you want to use our Rebound, which we made for Theo Ratliff, great basketball star. It's not carbonated. Well, we do have it in cans, it's carbonated, but you can get it in the powder. It's not carbonated. I use the powder, okay? And also, do you have any tinnitus or ringing in your ears?
No, not usually.
Okay, do you have any balance problems? Do you have to hold on to the rails to walk up and down stairs?
No.
Okay, good. You don't wear hearing aids, correct, or you do?
No hearing aids.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so let's start out with this. One other thing I would throw in is her I-26. I-26, they come in chewables. I like the French vanilla. I take three of those twice a day. I only weigh 140 pounds, just not about the same, zero weight. And I take two or three of the I-26. I take three twice a day, and I like the French vanilla, but it also comes in banana coconut, and it also comes flavorless powder, okay? And it's going to help build bone marrow, liver, all those pieces that are involved with ferritin levels.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Now, just about my son real quick. He's had a cough for 4 months. I took him to the children's hospital. He said his lungs are clear, no bronchitis, his ears are clear, and he's been coughing for a very long time, and he does not like, I have the kids, the kids mineral product, he won't eat it.
Okay, well try the Rebound, the sports drink, which kids love.
And what else, like, could he, instead of taking the liquid that I know some people have a hard time with, and I understand that kids struggle to take, what if he were to take some of the pills that you have so there isn't a taste and he could just swallow them? Would that help him? And would that be okay for a child of his age and weight?
What does he weigh?
How much does he weigh?
Yeah.
53 pounds.
53 pounds, okay. Yeah, I'm going to give him, again, the rebound. And so 53 pounds, you could, you know, give him a half a dose of everything, or the rebound, and just read the label, and he'll love it. It's a chocolate drink, okay, and it gives him energy, as the name implies, and it's the chocolate, and we made that again for a professional basketball player, and that one goes around the world, the rebound, because people of all ages and weights love it, and it gives you nutrients, as it does have the plant minerals in there, okay. And then we do have the plant minerals that taste like berries. It's called herbal rainforest. Your son needs herbal rainforest, okay? It tastes like strawberries.
Herbal rainforest?
Herbal rainforest.
Oh, herbal rain. Gotcha. Okay. So rebound an herbal rainforest. Got it.
That's okay. Correct. Okay?
Okay.
Let's go there.
Okay.
We don't want to overwhelm with many things. Okay, so give us a call every couple of weeks or anytime you have a question.
Okay, thank you. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Yeah, that rebound is really good stuff. I-26 is great stuff for the brain and spinal cord.
I was thinking that the rebound was just for energy, but you're saying it has a bunch of other minerals in it as well that's going to help?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, wonderful.
We'll be right back in just a moment.
The daily podcast of the Let's Play Doctor show is a great tool. You know, you can listen to the show with Dr. Joel Wallach whenever you want. Each day at the end of the show, we'll send the show to your email account. Then you just click and listen whenever it's convenient. You can hear what Dr. Wallach recommends to callers with all sorts of health challenges, as well as what's going on now at Youngevity. We remove all the commercials and all the fillers so that all you get is the important parts of the show. You get a new show each weekday for only $9.95 a month with no contract. You can cancel at any time. And it's even easier to order now. You can now subscribe at docsrecipe.com or you can call us toll-free at 877-344-1010. Sign up today and you'll get your first podcast today. Go to docsrecipe.com. That's docsrecipe.com. Or call us at 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Okay, we're back with Let's Play Doctor.
All right, well, let's go to our next caller, Linda from Indiana.
Okay, has tremors, okay.
Linda, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you taking my call. I have a partner of 33 years that has tremors in his hand. It started in his right hand, and it's gone to his left hand now. We've never been diagnosed with anything, but I've done a lot of research on it, and got different things. Is there anything that you could suggest that I could help him with these tremors?
Yeah. Okay, first of all, how old is he?
He is 73 years old.
What does he weigh?
Excellent health.
Body weight?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Body weight, how much does he weigh?
His weight is 175 pounds, and his height is 5 foot 11 inches.
Okay. Now, does he have anything going on in addition to tremors? Does he have balance problems?
No. No, nothing. No vertigo, no nothing.
Okay, basically, when he has tremors, does he have any dental problems? You know, does he have his teeth pulled and artificial teeth installed into his jaw or anything like that?
He won't go to a doctor for anything, a dentist or a medical doctor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does he has false teeth.
His false teeth, okay.
I think he's saying that maybe some of his teeth have fallen out, so they've been lost. Is that correct, Linda?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so they've fallen out. Okay, so he's got osteoporosis of his jaw and his skull, so that's why, and as the skull shrinks, the holes get bigger, the teeth are in, and they fall out of the hole. Okay, that's why that happens.
Correct.
But he doesn't have any false teeth,
okay.
He just goes without teeth, right?
Correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does he have any high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, knee problems, back problems?
Back problems, but nothing that keeps him from doing things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, does he have any skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
No, not at all.
Any digestive problems, any constipation, diarrhea, pain on eating?
He has constipation, yes.
Okay. Well, the first thing he needs to do is get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat by rye oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. All those have to go. That those things can be, and he said, well, I've been eating them all my life. 73 years old now, and why am I getting in trouble now? Well, because it takes a long time for those substances in the food to cause problems with your digestive system. And when it pulls the final villi out of your intestine, suddenly now you just have a plastic tube. You don't have an intestine anymore. And so you get constipation, you get diarrhea, you get blood, all kinds of stuff going on. And so this is not difficult to deal with, okay? No, none of the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats. You know, things like bacon, ham, bologna, salami, hot dogs, all that stuff's got to go. Okay? No buckwheat, no wheat, barley, rye, oats, no sugar, and no carbonated drinks. Any of the diet one's got to go. And at 175 pounds, he needs 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. We make this for professional athletes, okay? 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. I only weigh 140 pounds, and I take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, okay? Mm-hmm. We pull those for twice a day. Then he's going to need also the I-26. We have our I-26. I like the chewables. They taste like vanilla ice cream. They're soft chewables. I take 2 or 3 of those twice a day. Again, I only weigh 140 pounds. And they will help rebuild the brain, the spinal cord, the big nerves going all about around the body, okay, causing problems with back issues and that kind of stuff, tremors and so on, okay? And so it's one of those things where this is not difficult. You take the nutrients, the body will rebuild itself, okay? So let's go there.
Oh, yes. Okay,
and then give us a call every couple of weeks. So you're going to see results very quickly. But he's got to get rid of the bad stuff. No bad stuff, because the bad stuff prevents absorption of the good stuff.
He eats a lot of eggs.
Eggs?
Yes, eggs.
Okay, well, eggs are good for him. I eat 3 eggs twice a day, soft scrambled and butter, sometimes soft poached, not fried.
Oh, he loves those. Yes.
And he's got to get fried food, because that's what's killing him.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, see, when you fry stuff, you're heating those oils up to toxic levels, okay, and they kill the liver, the heart, the lungs, the brain, kidneys, muscles, stomach, small intestine, large intestine, no fried foods.
Okay.
Ever, okay?
Okay.
It'll take him about 2 to 6 weeks to get completely healed from the damage that the gluten has done. that he can never go back to that, because if he goes back to it, he'll be back down in the hole again.
Okay, understand.
But give us a call, because people like to hear, how did Linda's man do, you know, when he got off the fried foods and started taking the 90 essential nutrients?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
All that kind of stuff. Let's go to Judy in Washington. Is that correct, Judy in Washington?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I'm here.
Okay. And let's see here. I have, you were tased by a stun gun.
So they tried to kill me. It was not a stun gun. It was a taser with the cord that come out.
Okay.
And only one probe hit me, but it was extremely painful. And that was on February 12th. I was hospitalized on the 20th and then got out of the hospital on the 25th. And I was diagnosed with Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, which is broken heart syndrome, which means that the shock changed the shape of my heart. And right now I'm on Prozar and Toprol and Lasix. I've never taken pills. I'm almost 80. Come June, I'll be 80. And I'm better now. I can walk without gasping for breath. But I'm just wondering what I should do. I don't like taking pills. And by the end of the month, this group of pills will be done, and I have a stress test April 1st.
How much do you weigh?
I weigh 142.
Okay. Do you have any other issues? Any high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis?
Nothing. I'm very healthy. I've always been extremely healthy. My son was on meth and wasn't himself, obviously.
All right. Well, cardiomyopathy can be due to a deficiency of nutrients called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. The heart can be bigger but not have any tone, and bigger but saggy, okay? And that's very, very simple. I've done many, I've worked with many patients that had cardiomyopathy. And so, and we're talking about you, right?
Right. Now, I was fine beforehand. I had no problems whatsoever. I'm extremely active. I'm not into sports, but I run a campground. I was a flight attendant for 50 years. I've always been extremely busy, even running this campground. I did that.
Here's what I would recommend. I have seen literally hundreds of patients with cardiomyopathy. Okay? And it can be caused by many things, but the actual biochemistry of the disease cardiomyopathy is the same, if you understand what I'm saying. There can be many
yeah.
reasons for having cardiomyopathy. So what I want you to do is get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat and barley, rye and oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. And at 142 pounds, I'd have you take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. Take a full dose of everything twice a day. And you don't have any tremors or shakes or ringing in the ears or anything like that?
I have some ringing in my ears. I've had that for about 3-4 years.
Okay. Well, that gives me a big clue, so I know what's going on now. It's called tinnitus. The ringing in the ears is called tinnitus. Okay?
Yeah.
It's caused by nutritional deficiency. We have a book. It's called It's All in Your Head. It's not a big book. It's, I don't know, 25 or 30 pages. And you need to get a hold of this book. It's All in Your Head. And each chapter deals with a cranial nerve. There's 12 pairs of cranial nerves. And there's a CD that goes along with it. And the CD covers the spinal cord. Then I want you to get our selenium. Get 2 bottles a month of our selenium. Take 3 of those twice a day. Or you could take 2-3 times a day for a total of 6 a day of our selenium. That is the stuff that your heart yearns for. Okay? It tones up your heart muscle. And it prevents, this is why so many professional athletes die. They die of cardiomyopathy, heart attacks, okay? But they're missing this mineral, okay? So it's called selenium, but it goes with the 2 healthy brain and heart packs, okay? Then we also want you to have our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. I want you to take 3 of those twice a day, and they will support healthy blood flow into the heart and healthy blood flow into the kidneys, which is very important, But the odds are you're going to see within 2 to 4 weeks, you're going to see a big, big improvement in your heart. Now, this is, you know, you always hear about these athletes dying of a heart attack. This is what they die from, is cardiomyopathy. Okay? In English,
wow.
Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Hypertrophic meaning enlargement. I'll have to look up the Japanese taco sabu, okay? But the tinnitus is the giveaway. And in the book, each one of the 12 pairs of cranial nerves is a chapter, okay? And so there's a whole chapter.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome to the Let's Play Doctor Show, your daily dose of wellness and vitality. This is where health meets hope. Join us every weekday with the one and only Dr. Joel Wallach. He's a renowned expert in nutrition, and he's here to guide you through your health challenges with the life-changing benefits of the Longevity brand of nutritional supplements. Remember, it's 877-912-7529, your hotline to health with Dr. Joel Wallach on the Let's Play Doctor Show. Back to you, Dr. Wallach.
Okay.
All right. We are going to go to Eric in Texas next.
Yes. I've been taking your product, your Healthy Brain and Body Pack, for 3 weeks. I feel a lot better, but I don't think I'm taking it right. I'm taking one pill each 3 times a day with the Ultimate Daily Class. And give you an idea, I'm, what, 560, 570 pounds. I know I'm way under what you needed, but it's taken me a while to accept, get everything in me.
I'm asking you how much.
One pill 3 times a day.
Oh, one pill 3 times a day.
Yes. Okay. One pill 3 times a day.
Okay. And your pill you're taking 3 times a day is
Ultimate Daily Sick and the Selenium, the EFA, and the EFA Plus.
Okay. Well, I would go up on the Ultimate Daily Classic to 3 twice a day.
Okay. Twice a day. Okay.
Okay. And stay away from all the bad foods. No
gotcha.
Fried foods.
And
no oils, no gluten, no wheat, rye, rye, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. The diet one's got to go. Okay.
Yep. Yep. I've been doing that since September. I started your product 3 weeks ago. I wanted to do a second kit, just the Healthy Body Pack with the Healthy Brain and Body Kit. Would that be a good idea to do them both at the same time?
I do that. I weigh 142 pounds, and I take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. I take a full dose running twice a day. I take the Ultimate Daily Classic. I take the ProCardia. And so I'm taking a lot of heart stuff. I think I counted up, I'm taking about 30 different products a day.
Wow.
But I'm 85 years
gotcha.
Old, and most people think I'm 50.
Well, I'm 55. I'm a combat veteran. I'm passing away. And one other thing, will this help with anemia and neuropathy?
Absolutely.
With what I'm doing right now.
The Neuropathy, okay. I would also throw in the I-26. The I-26 is for your brain and your spinal cord, and it comes in chewables and pills and powder. You need to take, I would go with the chewables. Go ahead and take three of those twice a day.
Gotcha. And how often will this tangy tangerine, I'll have two bottles. How much, what is it?
I take two bottles a month as part of the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and I take a full dose of everything twice a day of the tangy tangerine. And so that's a multiple, okay? And so it's all part of this package.
Yeah, not a problem. Yeah.
And so
yeah, I've got the whole kit. I've got your healthy body back. Yeah.
How long do you have to keep checking your oil and putting oil in, keeping your oil levels proper in your car? As long as you own your car, right?
I'd like to say I do it once a month, but sometimes I go a little bit longer.
Yeah, but the point I'm getting at is you don't do it just once and never put any more in. You check it regularly, so if it starts going low, you add more. You do the same thing for you.
Okay.
Because we consume these nutrients, and our body uses them, and as your body uses them, they go away.
Okay.
So you have to reinstalling a new dose. Okay? Make sense?
With you in a couple weeks, let me know how I'm doing.
Well, contact us, and we can send you all the information on our hair analysis, and your hair analysis will tell us how many minerals you have that are in the right levels, how many minerals you have that are low, how many minerals you have that are high. That will give you some really hard evidence where you're at.
Okay. How do I do that?
Okay. What you want to do is, again, you go to www.drjwallach.com or you go to 1-800-755-4656 and you ask for the information, how to get the hair analysis and where to ship the hair sample to.
He can also get that from his distributor that he's getting the rest of his products from. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. If he's got a distributor, okay, he's getting products from, yeah, he can do that. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, we've covered a lot for today, and from Doc's amazing journey with animals and humans to tremors, persistent coughs, helping people that have get hit with taser guns, and to get a custom recommendation from Dr. Wallach, all you have to do is call 877-912-7529. I want to thank all our wonderful callers, and thank you, Dr. Wallach, for spending time with us today.
Well, we're family. Thank you so much, and keep up the great work.
It's been great spending time with you today, as always.
Yeah. We'll see you soon.
The preceding program is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners, as their own primary health care provider, will consult with and refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-344-1010.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.